quest is human. Truly, my quest is human. What a silly thing to have a quest to be human. That's the most ordinary thing in the world. That's what everybody is, right? Not really. My quest is human. I'm searching out in my life all of the possibilities that I can be. I'm searching out in my world all of the things that turn me on. And as I search these things out, I hear in my heart what I am. I hear in my heart who I am. I hear in my heart the tangle of love, the joy, the magic that I am. And as I hear these things in my heart, that's who I am. But what am I listening to in my heart? That's the big issue. What am I listening to in my heart? Am I listening in my heart to the idea that I am already that which I am? Or am I listening in my heart to the idea that I am a revealing, unfolding being of that which I am? And most of the time, that's the case. Most of the time, I have not yet arrived at my point of destination. I have not yet arrived. I am en route. I am on the way. And why? Why should I be on the way? Why should I be moving along toward my goal rather than being at my goal? Now, what is my goal? What is my goal? Well, my quest is human. And since my quest is human, I have to have some sort of an idea of what a human is. I have to have some sort of an idea of what a human being is. Now, what, in my estimation, is a human being? How do I think of a human being? Do I think of a human being with all its limitations, with all its revelations, with all its beingness? Or do I think of a human being as the ultimate, the maximum ultimate of a human being, the finest, the most glorious, the most desirable, the most delightful creature ever to be? Now, we all say, I want to be divine, I want to be God, I want to be all that's good. And that's fine, that's fine. But now, you and I have taken this role of this body, and we call it a human body, and we've taken this role of this body, and we say we are going to play the role of whoever lives in this body. Now, who lives in a human body? Well, presumably a human being. Now, what is this human being like? Well, we think it's consists of bones and skin, and it consists of... No, it doesn't. The human being, the human body, does not consist of bones and organs and actions and functions. It does not consist of that. The human body consists of thoughts. The human body is made up of thoughts, because these organs, actions, and functions that a human body apparently has are constantly in change, constantly moving from one level of awareness of itself to another. We're little children. We have ideal bodies, beautiful bodies, fantastic bodies. Our skin is a baby's skin, delightful to touch, wonderful, marvelous. We say, wow, yes. And then as we get older, our skin gets tougher. And it doesn't really get tougher. It's that we get tough toward life. We get tough toward the life we're living. And as we're tough toward the life we're living, we put on this shell about us to protect us. An egg has a shell about it when it comes into the world to allow it to gestate within that egg. And we are gestating within our mothers, and we come out fully born. We come out a full revealed child with everything in shape and everything fantastic. We have not learned how to use all of our things yet because we haven't let go, but we can. And as we let go, all of the wonderful faculties of ourself begin to reveal their tendency, their ability to be useful. And we haven't even begun to use the magic of our body. We haven't even begun to, because we are so concerned about the appearances rather than the expectations of what the body really is. The body is a temple. It is a temple of thought. It is a temple of wonderful decisions. It's a temple of wonderful expectations. It's a temple of life, revealing life. And we are the full temple. We are the revealed temple now. And if we want to get the most out of life, we consider that we in this temple have chosen to play a game. We could be on any planet in the world, in the universe, in the cosmos, but we chose planet Earth. And as we have chosen planet Earth, are we the ideal human being, or are we the human being that's got things to reveal, that has things to unfold? Are we the ideal child that is revealed on the planet Earth? Well, certainly, why not? Why be anything other than the ideal planet, the ideal Earth, the ideal being here and now? Let's play the game. Let's pretend that we are the ideal human being, and we have our quest. Our only quest is our human quest. Our divine quest and all these other aspects of ourselves which we are aware of, but we have not revealed yet, that comes, but let's play one game at a time. When you are in kindergarten, you learn how to associate with your other human beings and other people. You learn how to begin to think and realize that your brain is a wonderful gadget that you could use for wonderful things. And these are all steps. And the quest for being human is the quest for understanding that those steps all don't have to be taken, that we are fully emerged as the ideal human being right away as we come out. Now let's just appreciate it, delight in it. And we say, I can, I do, and I will, and I am. We don't say, I want to. We don't say, I would like to. We don't say any of those things. We are it now, complete, whole, and perfect. My quest is human in this game. Now, I say to me, what does it mean to be human? Okay, it means to have life in the body. It means to have a body that has the form of a human being. It means to have all the desires of a human being, all the aspects of a human being. Oh, now, what is a human being? Is a human being sorrow and sadness and hurt and anger? No, a human being is love, peace, harmony, and beauty. As I concentrate on who I am as a human being, I am that as a human being. I cannot accomplish my quest to be human unless I know what a human being is in my heart. And is a human being the limitations, or is a human being the unlimited aspect, the oneness as its divine self? Is my humanness my reality, my allness, my isness? What is my humanity? My quest is human. And as I follow my quest in being human, I little by little realize it's all done by my thought. My thinking makes me into the fantastic being I am or not. And as I walk in this fantastic direction, in this fantastic path, in this fantastic way, I see my quest is already fulfilled, and I am divinely human in all that it is meant to be, right now, in every way. And as a divine human, I am that I am. right now. Join me in this awareness, in this happiness, and in this bliss of being human now.